I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and the Cardinal Stage Company is presenting Laura Eason's Sex with Strangers, February 9th through the 25th at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center Auditorium. Playwright Eason is a prolific writer, lots of plays, nearly a half dozen adaptations from novels, and some writing credits for the dark drama House of Cards. Sex with Strangers has just two characters, they're both writers. There's Olivia Ann Bates, the older, bruised writer, and Ethan, the younger, on the make, Brian Cowden. And Olivia perhaps has come up in a bit more traditional way through the writing game.
The first thing I would say is that Olivia is a writer and has a deep passion for words, and not only words, but for moments before words and for moments after words, and how to express those things. And there are lines in the play that discuss that. So the ability to communicate in all kinds of forms are investigated for her and intrigue her, and I think lead her to continue to have such a passion for her writing. And of course, I can't remember how you put it, but maybe bruised.
What bruised her?
The first real book was misadvertised. To pawn it off with a fashiony looking woman in pointy pumps, on the cover in the late 90s was not the way to go about it. So the people who would have liked it didn't know. And the people who did buy it hated it because it wasn't what they expected it to be. After being bruised, she has found herself in a satisfying, at times, stable teaching position, attempting to find her way, while of course she still struggles with looking at her writing as more of a hobby. It takes a catalyst to get her to even really admit that she isn't as happy as she makes herself believe she is or wants to be. Ethan, in many ways, is that catalyst.
Brian, you play Ethan, and Anne's described you as being the spark plug for Olivia.
He's definitely a spark, for sure. He's a writer who's had a good amount of success in the early throes of his career. Not maybe the most respected, but he's gotten fame and money out of it. When we meet him in the play, he is in transition. He wants legitimacy. He wants to be thought of as a real writer and not just some party guy who writes about his exploits with women and partying and everything. And as much as he might be a spark to her, she is this golden road towards legitimacy because she's a phenomenal writer and has depth. And in his eyes, even though she hasn't gotten the notoriety or the attention, has already kind of proven herself a real writer. And he sees her as a hand out of the pit of lewd conduct and sex with strangers.
Do you like playing him?
Oh, man, that's a tough question. Yeah, I like playing him because you can't paint him with a broad brush. Like, he's a lot of things. I think both of them are. That's the great thing Laura Eason has done in terms of fleshing out her characters and making them real people that you can walk around with. He's a bit of a heel, a little bit. And the fun part about that is it's always kind of fun to play the nitty-gritty, maybe things that aren't super you, things that are a little bit more of a departure in your normal life, and also finding the avenue of when a bad guy never thinks he's bad and justifying the things that he's maybe done that are a little more unsavory.
Mm-hmm. When people come to this play, do you think they're going to be rooting for you, or do you think they might be rooting for Anne, or do you think that's an issue?
I think the natural inclination that people have to fill the "I hope they get together" narrative might lead them to root for us. But then as they find out a little bit more about me, I don't think they root for me. I think they root for Olivia.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Brian Cowden, who plays Ethan, and Anne Bates, who plays Olivia, in the Cardinal Stage Company production of Laura Eason's play, Sex with Strangers. It plays at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center Auditorium, February 9th through the 25th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.